Hello, and what is up, Anchor family? Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Tyler J. McCall, your Instagram marketer, coach, and strategist for creative entrepreneurs. And I am sorry I have been so MIA lately. My partner and I have been busy moving from Asheville, North Carolina to Chicago, and we finally settled in here in our new home in the city. So I did not anchor for a little bit, which you probably noticed. So sorry that I missed you all. But I'm back. We're getting settled in here into our new home office, and I'll be getting back to anchoring. Is that the way we say this? On a more regular basis. So stay tuned. Today I wanted to hop on and talk a little bit about something that we hear a lot about, and that is the hustle. And no, I'm not talking about the dance. I want to tell you what I think about it and why I want to encourage you to build a life and a business that's built around living easy instead of living in the hustle. All right, so I'm just gonna put it out there that I hate the idea of the hustle. And that's not to say that I haven't hustled before in my business, and that sometimes I kind of enter these little seasons of hustle when I kind of have to bust my ass to make it all work and put the pieces together. But here's the thing. Building a business based on hustle means you're building a business based around exhaustion, burning yourself out, and tiring yourself out before you can get to the end. I think the hustle's fine. I think there's definitely times when we have to work harder, when we're starting businesses, when we're trying to grow or scale a business, and we're taking our business to the next level, that takes some more effort and takes some more work on our part. But in general, if we spend all of our time hustling, we have no time for living, for enjoying life, for enjoying the business that we've built. So I want to share with you a few ways that I make sure I'm building a business around the idea of living easy instead of living in the hustle. So instead of building a business based in hustle, I like to build a business that's based on a few other things. The first thing is easiness. The second thing is sustainability. And the third thing is happiness. So when I say easiness, I don't mean that you necessarily only do what is easy. I think there's definitely a place for doing hard things in your business. What I mean is making sure that the things that you're spending most of your time on, the things where you're investing your energy, where you're putting most of your work, are the things that come more easily to you. Those things that are in what's called your zone of genius. Where do you do your best work? Where are you the happiest? What do you enjoy doing the most? A really great way to measure this is by the idea of flow. Have you heard of it before? So the state of flow is this idea that when you're working on something that you're really great at, that you do a really amazing job with, that you enter this really fun zone where time seems to stand still, where your ability to accomplish something becomes infinite because you're so good at it. So if you can work on things in your business where you really have this flow, where it comes to you naturally, that's where you can spend more time and build a business that's easy. Here's the thing, there's stuff in your business that's not easy, stuff that you're not gonna like. For me, that may be checking emails, scheduling things in my calendar, bookkeeping, and managing finances. Those are things that you have to decide how you want to handle them. Either grow your business to a point where you can delegate them out to a team member, you can outsource it to an outside service, like a virtual assistant, or figure out how you can build that into your daily life in a way that works better with you and makes you happier. And I'm not an expert at this, but I know it's something that is really important for building a business that's based around the idea of being easy. So the next idea is building a business that's based around the idea of being sustainable and consistent. So if you're hustling right now, how long can you sustain that? When I'm in a period of hustling in my business, it can last a couple of days, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, if I'm really passionate about it. But beyond that, I can't do it. I can't sustain it. I get too tired. I get burnt out. I get sick of it, and I just want to give up. So if you can't sustain it, then I wouldn't encourage you to work on it right now. If you can't sustain the hustle, then don't enter that season of hustle, or figure out how you can do it right now, maybe in a few days or a few hours, and then give yourself a break and give yourself some grace and work on it later. I think in our businesses, if it's not sustainable, if it's not something we can continue doing consistently with high quality in an intentional way, it's not something we should be doing. We end up letting customers and clients down. We end up having poor experiences for them. And we're not able to have returning customers or clients, which is really the lifeblood of a business or a brand. And then the last idea of the hustle after easiness and after sustainability is all about doing things that make you happy. I think you should be in business for yourself, doing things that you enjoy, things that bring you happiness and joy, things that don't overwhelm you or stress you out. And when there is overwhelm or stress in your business, it should be on things that you want to be overwhelmed and stressed on, things that you've chosen to experience that overwhelm and stress around because you love it so much, because it's a problem you have to solve. It's an idea you want to see through to the finish, not because you have to and not out of obligation. I think at the end of the day, the hustle is pretty dangerous. And I've always said that the only place you can hustle yourself is into the grave. Hustling yourself to success may sound good, and it may be what you hear a lot out, there. But I don't think it's sustainable for a lot of folks. I think it always goes back to our values. What's important to you? Why are you doing what you do? That's what you should be considering when you're deciding whether or not it's time to really bust your ass on something and do some hustling, or when it's time to take it easy and build your business around the idea of easiness, sustainability, and happiness. All right, my friends, that is all for today. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Tyler J. McCall and connect with me in my free private Facebook group, The IG Advantage. Just head on over to tylerjmccall.com/group or search for The IG Advantage on Facebook and request to join, and I'd love to see you there. As always, if you have any questions about Instagram or social media marketing for your business or brand, go ahead, call into the station. I would love to hear from you. I answer your anchor questions a few times a week right here. So call in and leave them, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.